some good news out of Olympia for a change. SB 5581 has been signed into law. It makes having kids just a little bit less expensive here in Washington State. Joining me on the line to explain how is Ron Mazzal, State Senator from Oak Harbor. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jason.
This is your, pardon the pun, baby. Take us through what 5581 will now mean for Washingtonians.
So this, in Washington State, abortion is legal. And as a Republican and a Christian, that wouldn't be my choice of things to do. But I'm a white male, and so...
Yeah, you're not allowed to have a say now.
Correct. even though I got three kids and four grandkids...
white, cisgender white dude, stop it.
Anyhow, my point on this is that we need to make carrying a baby to term and giving that baby a life, we need to make it as easy as possible. And so this bill essentially works with the Office of the Insurance Commissioner in consultation with health carriers, health care providers, consumers, to conduct an analysis of how health plans could reduce or eliminate co-pays, deductibles, so on and so forth, in prenatal and postnatal care.
When would the work begin? Just because obviously you got to do the study first.
Yeah, and we've worked with the Office of the Insurance Commissioner. They thought this was a great bill. Obviously, it made it through both the Senate and the House. So any Republican bill that makes it through the Senate and the House has got to be a great bill because they take apart anything else. So the 1st of July, they will start. We did lengthen the timeout, the completion timeout a little bit. They thought it might take them a little longer. So we should have an answer, at least a preliminary answer next session, and how they can work together to reduce these costs. We had two grandbabies, one in May of last year, one on New Year's Day. And, by the time you get through all of these appointments, having a kid these days is just not an inexpensive proposition. So if we can help, and my kids are comfortable, but the reality is there's a lot of mothers who are pregnant who are in some sort of financial stress, and this would help them as they're looking forward, say, oh, this will be less out-of-pocket cost.
How can you ensure that by reducing or eliminating the deductibles and any other sort of cost sharing for these services don't just get passed on in different ways?
I don't think you can.
Yeah,
I think that this is a cost shift. I think the rest of us who are paying insurance are going to see those costs somewhere. There's no such thing as a free lunch. But I know personally, I would be willing to pay more if I could see these babies carried to term. It's that simple. And
but I guess I mean for the mother. Let's say the mother has a policy. If the policy goes up, X amount of dollars to compensate for this, it's just moving peas on the plate.
I'm hoping that the language in the bill and the That was not the intention of this bill. The intention of this bill was to cost shift to the rest of the insurance pool, and so that these expectant mothers would have less cost overall. I don't know. There's no guarantees in life, Jason, but that was not the intention or how we wrote the bill.
Yeah, and the hope is that there's a good faith effort on the part of both the insurance commissioner and the health insurance companies that they're working with to act in good faith. And the good news is once they come up with their results, they present it, and then you get to look at it and say, no, you're just moving things around. This doesn't really help. Where do you think things will stand?
Bill.
Yeah, it was totally bipartisan. Where do you think things will stand with Mike Kreidler, who's the outgoing now insurance commissioner of Washington? He was, let's just call him controversial. He's out. He's not running for re-election. could that impact this at all?
Well, I guess I don't think so. I worked closely with his staff on this. Mm-hmm. They were excited about it. They were supportive of it. There were some changes made in the House, and they were actually critical of the changes. I think that from every inclination I got, the Office of Insurance Commissioner thought this was a great program, and they were excited yeah. to implement it.
When working with the staff, did you hear Mike in the background yelling at them and calling them names or anything, or was yeah. he pretty subdued?
It was about last year at this time when he went through the last call for his resignation, and I was one of them.
Yep.
I think he set a very poor example. We deal with his staff a lot. I'm on health and long-term care. I deal with his staff a lot, who are wonderful. I think I had a Zoom meeting with him last year. Other than that, I've never seen or met the guy.
Okay, and no racial slurs from him on that Zoom call, correct?
I didn't hear any. No.
Oh, God bless him. We've been talking with State Senator Ron Mazzal, Republican from Oak Harbor. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Jason.